Hey, Brooks.
Hey, I'm Brooks, and this is
Basement Buddies. It's me. It's John.
It's John. Hey. And we're...
Don't you hate podcasts that have like a distinct intro that they rehearse
and they do like
the same every time?
They practice it over and over, and hundreds of episodes in, they're still doing the same thing.
I'm happy we don't do that, actually. I've come around on
it. I thought that's what we were doing.
I was trying to establish something.
Have we not been doing that, John?
Who cares?
So,
this is where we talk about the things after work.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Not that boring stuff in the middle.
No.
Like how I yada, 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 yada.
Yeah, shut up.
That's my other podcast.
Fuck off.
Don't listen to that one. Unless you want to. Listen to a good
podcast.
Go ahead and
listen. It's fine. It's good.
Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
Buddy? How you been?
How are you?
Good.
I'm doing well.
You have my phone. It's making me uneasy.
Well, here it is. Catch it.
Throw it.
Catch it.
Got it.
Nice catch.
Oh, no. All my pornography fell out.
out of your hole on the bottom? Your slot?
Yeah. Isn't that where it comes from?
Do you think someday, future technology.
Yeah.
40, 50 years into the future.
All right.
Let's just imagine a lot less prudes alive.
I'm long dead. Yes.
You're long dead, but your children's children can, mm-hmm. June's children can enjoy a phone that's like super, like it's paper thin, except for this bulge for you to place your penis into,
uh-huh.
while you're watching pornography on your cellular device.
Right.
And while saying this, I've since remembered that I talked to my dad today and he listens to all the episodes,
uh-huh.
and
Let's just leave it there.
And let's just leave it there. Your children's children will enjoy this.
I hope my grandchildren masturbate constantly. Is that what you want from me? You fucking creep?
Yes.
All right.
And?
I mean, you could get a fleshlight and strap it to your iPad.
It doesn't feel the same, man. It's not the same. It's too clunky. I want something like a little bit more ergonomic.
Yeah.
You know, something like designers, like if past guest of the show, Jeremy, got involved and could make it look sleek, make it look like it's really a handle.
See, I'm interested in the jagged edges. That's what I'm after.
Oh.
That's my fetish. It's like poorly made plastic stuff. Oh, baby. Now we're talking.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So when does jacking off get so boring that you need to buy all this paraphernalia? You know what I mean? Do we want to, we can cut all this out.
5 seconds after you're done, yeah. You've completed.
I just don't want to get down that rabbit hole where I'm like, I got to choke myself with a belt. It's like, all right, you know, it's fine the way it is. Just leave it alone.
Don't try anything new is my angle at
That's true. That is my creed for life.
Once you go for something a little different, spice it up, and that feels good. That's how you overdose on drugs.
That's true. Yeah.
You got to be fine.
I don't do any drugs.
You got to be fine with the
high. My whiskey? Give me this whiskey.
I need more. Last week's amount just wasn't cutting it.
Enough.
I got to step it up a little bit more this week.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm perfectly fine with masturbating the same way as I used to do, as my forefathers used to do.
It's good enough for my dad and his father before him.
And his father before him was burned at the stake for masturbating.
Yeah, it was a problem.
Because when he did it, witch,
wouldn't stop.
Like spirits shot out and they were like, witch!
Oh, yeah, that could have been it.
Or wizard!
Warlock?
Jizzard!
Jizzard.
Jizzard. Burn the jizzard!
Just wizard. There you go, episode title. Sorry, Ed. Brooks made me talk about this perverted stuff.
I didn't want to.
I know.
Father... He actually, he listens to this podcast and my other podcast. And on my other podcast, we discussed building the outhouse down at the yurt in depth,
mm-hmm.
and how I went and I found, windows that were just laying around.
Uh-huh.
And I snatched.
He's like, hey, I was saving those fucking windows.
Yeah,
you asshole.
He's like, I was saving those. And he was listening at 4:30 in the morning. Apparently down at the land, he just like goes to sleep when he wants and wakes up when he wants.
Oh, man. That sounds awesome.
And listens to his son's podcast in the middle of the night.
That's fun. I woke up in the middle of the night the other day because I have small children.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I don't know, various shit happens in
they
the middle of the night.
They still wake up in the middle of the night?
You have a one-year-old.
Yeah, they stopped doing that, what, like 3 months, right?
Well, I actually participate in raising my children, so
You
wouldn't know this.
No, like you kind of just pretend like you're sleeping, and then like
the baby stops crying.
Somebody else takes care of it,
right.
I guess. Somebody
yeah, some
else
sort
in the
of
house.
Night crawler around the house.
Yeah.
Some sort of monster.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I had actually gone to bed early that night, so I wasn't very tired. I was like, I think it was about 4:05 in the morning. I was looking at my emails, and I had a work email from somebody that I deal with, a customer of mine, and she had emailed me, I think, at 2:30 in the morning, and I actually responded to her email. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can answer that question.
What?
But I think because she works at home. Yeah. Yeah, she works at Tektronix out in Hillsboro, and she's a nice, sweet old lady, and she was just asking me some specifics about what we were doing, and I was like, you all right over there, buddy?
My stomach started rumbling. The whiskey got me.
Anyway, I think because she works at home, she just works all kinds of crazy, goofy hours. And she probably does a similar thing where she'll take a 4-hour nap in the middle of the day. And who cares? I'll get to those emails at 2:30 in the morning.
If it was just you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the world as we know it? You know, go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning. What if it was just completely scrambled? What if you were a nap guy and you could just take like a few 3-hour naps throughout the 24-hour period? And then you would just wake up and do things?
Well, when I was a younger man, I often tended to stay up late, I think as most people do. It's all the, you know, all the fun happens after midnight.
I used to just stay up late for no particular reason besides staying up late and like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to watch like 6 movies tonight.
So I think sleeping through half of the day is pretty nice because you can still get up at 1 and, you know, the sun's still out. You could do something if you felt like it. And then you can retreat back to your basement cave and hang out all night playing video games.
Yeah.
And, you know, jerking out. Cut that out.
Cut that out. Do not speak of that on this podcast. How dare you, John? 5 minutes is enough. And we hit that in the first 6 minutes of the episode.
And, well, we got to earn that E rating, that explicit rating on the podcast apps.
Oh, am I supposed to be doing that?
I don't know. Doesn't Apple do it?
Do you think children are listening?
I hope not. Well, actually, go for it, kids. Well, I'll let my kids listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah. We're actually in the van today listening, and June was like, is that Brooks?
Aw.
She recognizes your voice. I was like, don't listen to this.
And I
forced her to put her head out the window.
All the rest of your friends who she hasn't seen for the last 7 months or longer, she's just going to completely forget them. But between TikTok and the podcast, I'm forever just in her mind.
Right. Well, we see Pete and Alex on Hangout Night every week.
But
And we've seen Chris and Kirsten in person.
But doesn't Pete like always use that clown filter when he's talking to the kids?
I think he actually has a costume that he's been wearing.
Wait a minute. I thought that filter was a little bit too nice.
Yeah, he's starting to become unhinged, I think, during this. He hasn't taken it off in months.
Like all of us?
Yeah, right?
We were just talking about this.
Nothing wrong with me.
We were just talking about this yesterday. A lot of things can be explained by how terrible and crazy the world is right now as we live it. And it's like, yeah, it's perfectly acceptable to be some sort of crazy. And then blame it on, yeah, but the world's on fire and we're all going to die in like a month and a half. So isn't that a good excuse to dress up like a clown?
It's fine with me.
All the time. I mean, he never goes to work anymore. He works from he's probably really good at his clown makeup.
He spends 6 hours a day applying clown makeup. I don't know. Portland's always been pretty chill with that kind of shit anyway. You could walk around like Extremo the Clown. You see him lately?
I think he... It's been a few years.
We talk about him a lot.
Extremo the Clown, the crazy veteran that drives around in his crazy veteran car.
With shit all over, and he has a puppet hanging out the window, and he'll just scream at people as he's driving around.
But...
And Portland's like, nah, he's fine.
I think he's probably still out there. Maybe his spirit's flying around.
He's in my heart.
Creeping strangers out on the corner.
I bet your dad knows him. I bet he knows who he is. He's like, oh, yeah, Frank? That guy's cool.
Frank, yeah, works down on the hardware store on 7th.
Yeah, I bet so. Write in, Ed, and let us know.
I would love it if my dad came on the podcast.
That'd be fine. I haven't seen your dad in a long time. Probably since I went down to the land last. Forced me to mow the lawn.
Since then, he has grown a beard. He looked really good. He looked like Santa.
Sure.
When I told him he looked like Santa,
he shaved it.
And he shaved it off.
Oh.
And I said, Dad, what are you doing?
You want to look like Santa.
This is how retired folks make a little extra money around the holidays.
Well, not anymore. We talked about it off pod the other day, but I think Santas are going to be canceled, right?
Santas are Zooming it. This, like, you can pay a guy.
Fuck that.
You can pay someone $0.
I can pay some old creep to talk to my kids on the internet.
Hey, kid.
Hey, can you have mom and dad leave the room? I'm like, okay.
Well, Santa said, I mean, it is magic.
Yep. He's a jolly old elf. Does he have pointy ears like an elf?
His hair's too long, and he's got that hat.
But is he, why is he bigger than the other elves?
Is he
like a different subspecies of elf?
Like he's an elf with gigantism?
Or no, he's just from like a different race. You know, you have like your wood elves and your dark elves, your drow, if you will. And perhaps water elves, depending on what lore realm you're in.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's just from like a different tribe and he came and dominated the smaller North Pole elf subspecies that's smaller. He's just like a normal plains elf.
Uh-huh.
And he came up, he's like, look, I'm bigger, and started commanding him. Joe, right in. Let me know.
He's like, yeah. He's just a giant elf. He beat them into submission.
Yeah.
Maybe over generation to generation, just got them really good, killed off all the elves that would fight back against him.
Sure,
and
yeah. Keep down the dissenters, and he's bred them into a workforce.
And he's bred them into a perfect workforce that's like fucking great at building Xboxes and stuff.
Yeah. Does he get paid for this? What's his end game? What's he after?
No, he gets paid in the laughter of children.
Is it some sort of, like a Monsters, Inc. situation where laughter is worth, or it's his energy source?
That's exactly. It's
probably
just
keeps him immortal. Right. He needs the laughter of children to feed his insatiable thirst.
And that's why he's so, like, he shows up at all these malls across America.
To suck the life force out of
them. You think people working at bars are hurting?
Santa's hurting bad.
Santa's hurting.
He's like rail thin. He's like, I need it. Just give me a chuckle.
Ho, 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 ho. I actually got called an angel. Sent from heaven, sent by God.
Oh, yeah?
Legitimately by two people this last week, John.
Were you wearing your wings again?
No.
No?
One of them I was in my UPS outfit, and I was delivering to some business. I walk over, and I noticed there's two ladies standing in front of their car and looking at their car, confused, like something's wrong with their car. And, you know, I was like, I don't want to say anything. They probably have this handled. And I walked by and they still looked sad and like they couldn't figure out what was going on. And I just keep walking by. And the lady's like, hey, can you help us? The hood. Like somehow her hood was popped. She was like getting a jump or something. And she slammed her hood with the bar that holds the hood up like in there. Like, didn't fold it down, just bent it somehow, just forced it down and wedged that bar, like, into her front bumper.
Oh.
And her hood was, like, up 3 inches. And they had been trying to figure out how to get, and they just needed a big, strong man.
Right, yes. These, yeah, okay. Go ahead.
These two come along and pushed the latch button that was there because it had latched itself and then easily lifted up. They didn't notice the latch. And they were like, oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. An angel. You sent an angel for me. And I was thinking to myself, God's not real. And I'm just a filthy heathen.
The devil sent me. And run off.
And I slammed the hood back down.
Yeah. Can you push one of them over?
And then I was over at Plaid Pantry. And I pull up, my kids were in the car. I was just going to run in and grab a couple rock stars, 2 for $3.
Yeah.
And I noticed this very, I drank them.
Oh.
I noticed this very drunk or drugged man, homelessy looking fella, walking really slow and kind of stumbling along. And he walks up. I'm like, I'm not getting out of the car.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this guy. He walks up. He opens the door to Plaid. He grabs the garbage can next to the door and then starts sliding it as if he's going to put it inside of Plaid Pantry.
Okay.
And the lady working there runs over and like gets in his face and is like points at him and something says something. And then he just backs down.
Yeah.
And then like stumbles off.
Well, they need their cash back from the bottle deposits. So they don't usually fuck around in Plaid because they get paid there.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, he's slowly stumbling across the parking lot. I'm like, I'm going to watch this guy. Kids, the kids are in the car. They're like, what's happening? I'm like, this guy's weird. He's acting strange. And he starts going, slowly stumbling across the parking lot, sees an Audi TT, like little sports car.
Yeah.
And like closely staring at the antenna on it. And then goes to like slowly reaching towards it. He touches it. And then I honk my horn.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then like acts like he wasn't doing anything at all. And then continues walking along. And I went into Plaid, got my rock stars. And I tell the lady, I was like, what was up with that dude? She's like, oh, just a drunk guy. And I was like, yeah, I saw him, whatever. I saw him grabbing the antenna. So I honk my horn. She was like, that was you?
Yeah.
I heard it. I thought it was just a passing car. You're a hidden angel.
What?
You're a secret. I call that an act of hidden angel.
Weird.
And she said, it's the guy that works in the coin store next door. He doesn't even know that guy was going to steal his antenna, but an angel came along and saved him. And I was like, all right, lady.
Weird. That's strange. Two times in 1 week.
So I may be an angel.
You might be?
I might be.
Do you have any angelic powers? How are you at the trumpet? Are you good at trumpeting?
I can trumpet. I can play Ode to Joy.
Oh, okay. Still. How does that go? Okay, shut up. Well, you definitely have an angelic voice.
Okay.
The voice of an angel.
Of the voice of an angel. But none of my my powers are for good.
I was, speaking of religious people, I was at the park today with my kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, plural, all of them. In fact, all three. And
the little one's allowed to go to the park? Just one-y?
Yeah, the one-year-old is allowed out. We were socially distancing at the park. There was nobody there. We were just walking around.
Park by your house with that
we went to a fancy one out in Gresham.
Mm.
Believe it or not, there's a fancy park out there. There's a hidden gem of a park, and I will never tell you what it is.
There is. Tell me afterwards.
It's called Bella Vista. Anyway, we were just sitting on the park bench, taking a break, and these old ladies walk by walking their dog, and she's like, it's a beautiful day out because it's super sunny today, windy and cold, but you know, it's nice. I go, yeah, it sure is, it's nice. And she goes, well, thank Jesus for this beautiful day. I'm like, all right, lady, fuck off. It's so weird when they just, I don't know, like with you, they're like, let me dump a religious thing on you. And it's just like, if I said assalamu alaikum to her, she would probably flip out.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I said hail Satan to her, she'd flip out. But she's allowed to just say, oh, Jesus this, Jesus that. And you get that a lot. I don't know.
It's
weird.
If you're thanking Jesus for the great days, I, in my heart, think you should be like, what the fuck, Jesus?
Yeah.
It's fucking raining out there and it's cold. Why? Why today?
It's just, I think it's weird that they assume that you're on board with their religious fucking mumbo jumbo.
Well, you were at an awesome park. If you're at the shitty park by your house, they'd be like, yeah, another great day.
I guess.
A shithole.
You saying all the parks by my house are shitty?
All of them. Yeah, no, that true. One's pretty sweet, man.
Which one?
The one with the cool park, the cool new park. It's got the fake AstroTurf hill.
Oh, yeah. The one where all the riots were.
Oh, was that?
Uh-huh.
Where the riots were at that park?
They sure were.
And did they also have... We went to that park one time, and like all the kids had scraps of cardboard, because apparently true. It's awesome to go down that AstroTurf hill on cardboard.
Yeah. So this is a great example of emergent intelligence of a community. Some kid somewhere was like, hey, if I sit on cardboard, I can slip down this AstroTurf faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just became this mimetic knowledge, this actual meme, a real life one, that spread through all children within a mile radius, and they just spontaneously bring cardboard. And you go there, and there'll just be a shitload of cardboard around from who knows where. Kids bring it, and then it's just like communal property, and all the kids use it to slide down the hill.
I like to think of it as another homeless fella was out there making a sign.
Hey, you fucking kids, give me my cardboard.
Or he was like a little drunk or buzzed off whatever drug he was on.
And he fell down the hill.
And he slipped and like while holding the cardboard and landed on it and zipped down. And
a bunch
like,
of kids saw him. They're like, whoa,
that was so cool. Sir, I will pay you 50 cents for that sign.
And so every morning he comes there with an armful of cardboard and sells it to children.
Uh-huh.
Could be.
Could maybe. Be.
I like the enterprising hobo idea.
Just enough to get some booze and then moved along.
Then he's gone.
Yeah. Down to Plaid Pantry to hang out.
Yeah, right. Take his cart. Take his fucking cans back.
So have you decided what's going on for Halloween with you?
No, I have no Halloween news.
It's Halloween today. Happy Halloween.
Oh, happy Halloween, everyone.
Ooh.
Ooh, the spooky is spooky out here.
I've almost eaten my whole bag of candy by myself. Working my way through it.
What
Skittles and Sour Patch Kittles.
Sour Patch, do we talk about this? Was this on the pod last? No.
Skittles and Starburst.
It was
the same meat.
It was. Okay.
Skittle meat.
Sour Patch Kids are the only candy that, if eaten enough, I hurt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do damage. I didn't realize that they were just named after Cabbage Patch Kids.
Huh?
Yeah, someone was like, they used to be called something else, and then in the 70s, Cabbage Patch Kids were really famous, and he's like, no, I'll call them up Sour Patch Kids. And now Cabbage Patch is basically gone. Only old fogies like you and I remember that.
It's babies that were born in a cabbage patch.
Yeah, weird.
And they came with birth certificates?
They sure did.
And do you think Barack Obama's mom got one of those
long
birth certificates? It was like, I have this child from Kenya, and I will pass this along to him.
Hey, no politics.
That's what the Hawaiian birth certificate looks like. It looks like a Cabbage Patch birth certificate. All right.
Okay. Is he from Hawaii?
I think so.
Okay.
That's why he's got that sweet tan.
All right. Let's cut this out.
Anyways, Cabbage Patch Kids are fun for children.
No, oh, boo. Hey, I had my 7-year anniversary on the 24th.
It doesn't feel like 7 years.
7 years ago, my good friend Brooks came to my house in his UPS uniform and married me in front of the devil and Pete and Alex. And then we went out to dinner to the Redwood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did again, is we went out to dinner at the Redwood. We had our nanny stay late Friday night. She watched the kids while we went out on our date. And it was fucking great. It was so much fun. I haven't been to a restaurant, you know, since all of this.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And they have like 5 tables inside now instead of 20, you know.
When we went that one day, mm-hmm. It was like pretty dead.
Yes.
I remember 7 years ago, it was like 4 of us or 5 of us.
Well, it was a random, was it even
Thursday
like a Friday
or
night?
Wednesday
no,
night
so.
Or something.
I'm not sure why we chose that particular day. I think we're like, hey, Brooks, you busy?
There weren't children involved.
No, nobody had any kids. Well, maybe Hendrick was born. 7 years? Yeah, he's older than that.
He's 9. Who's
yeah.
watching that kid?
Was Jackson around? How old's your kid?
He's 8. 8 and a half.
So he was around.
No, I mean, you didn't have babies.
No, I didn't.
So it was like, hey, let's get married on like that on Thursday?
Yeah, I guess so.
Brooks available on Thursday?
Well, if it was 7 years, it would have been the same day, right? Unless we had a leap year. How does that work? How do calendars work?
I don't know. We didn't have a leap
year. There's no way to figure
it out. It's not important.
Anyway, yeah. We went out to dinner there at the Redwood, and it was happy hour, so we got like 6 things off the menu. Just a big old table of food, mm-hmm. and we just went crazy on all that food. It was so good. Super delicious. Really excellent. And if anyone's in Montevilla in a neighborhood in Portland, check out the Redwood on happy hour because it was super cheap. We bought like a million things and 2 fancy cocktails and it was $57.
Dang.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then we went down to Staccato Gelato and got a pint of ice cream to go. And then we stopped at McMinniman's on the way home and got two 4-packs, one of Ruby, one of Blackberry Cider, and went home.
Got wasted.
Got fucking hammered.
And tried to make another baby.
Yeah, didn't work.
Just like the old times.
No. Other kids. They're always in the way. You know how that is.
You pushed your baby out of the bed over to the other bed.
All right, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Anyway, I was very pleased. It was a really excellent anniversary. It was probably one of the best dinners I've ever had in my life. It was so much fun.
After 7 months of not.
I know. And going to a restaurant and eating restaurant food. Holy shit.
It feels weird. Did it feel weird?
Yeah, it's strange to be in a restaurant because, like I said, I hadn't been in one yet. And you're all spread out.
Mm-hmm.
And you wear a mask until you get your food. So then you take your mask off anyway, so it's kind of stupid. But they're doing what they can. They got to stay in business somehow, I suppose.
I have ordered to go a lot,
sure.
Like just picking up, and I tip like whatever.
Oh, I tipped crazy there.
25% or 30% or whatever.
I left him a $20 bill on
nice.
$57.
Nice. I tipped like 100%. On something the other day.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking but it was like, spender. No, but it was like French fries.
Oh. You're just getting something really stupid.
I got
stupid.
My $3 French fries. I was like, yeah, here's $3.
Yeah.
Take
that's
that.
Nice. You're very sweet like that.
I'm a big shot. They really enjoyed it. But the same, I was at Little Big Burger. I've been going there to eat probably or getting fries. And sometimes when I'm treating myself, a root beer float.
Oh.
Root beer floats there.
To go?
To go.
Hmm.
And I grab and I eat it in my car, but
on the way home, so you can hide the wrapper from your wife.
No, I eat it in my UPS truck.
Oh,
at lunch.
Oh, on work.
And they threw in. This wasn't this time, but the time before, they threw in a root beer float. With I just went in and ordered fries, and they're like, "We know you also want a root beer float." There you go.
How do they? I don't think I've ever had one not made by me. Root beer float.
They,
is it all mixed together, blended, or is there a big ball of ice cream floating around in there?
They've got a couple, they put a couple scoops of ice cream in.
Okay.
Like they got Tillamook ice cream in a just, I think they probably only have vanilla, like two of the big old 5-gallon things of Tillamook.
Sure.
And they put a couple, three scoops of ice cream and then top it off with, and when it was non-COVID times, I could go back and just keep getting more A&W root beer.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I do the serving of the root beer. Thank you very much. Because I can't be trusted to not cough all over the nozzles and whatever.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that. I went to Dutch Brothers to get a coffee today on the way to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do the punch cards anymore.
Yeah.
They just make you rip them up in front if you show it to them. You're like, hey, I have a card. And they'll be like, okay, cool, rip it. And they'll take it off your bill or whatever.
Yeah, they wouldn't. I mean, I probably bought like, 20 drinks in the last 7 months.
They're like, we can't do the stamps. And she said they were working on an app.
Well, then it's just another app.
Another fucking app.
There is. Actually, you know what? Little Big Burger.
Yeah?
I got myself a free burger on the way with their app.
Oh, thanks.
Next time I go in there, I'm going to get a free burger.
Yeah. Who can have enough apps?
Those little burgers are like $6.
Is that too much?
They're about the third of a regular size burger.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, now we're talking about an $18. It's a good burger.
Yeah. I got a fucking, for $6, I got a full burger, like on a brioche bun with pickled onions and all the fixings at the Redwood. $6.
Oh, everybody go to the Redwood.
I'm telling you, it's fucking great.
Happy
it's
hour.
So good. Yeah. I can't get over how delicious that food was.
You should just go there. You should just, do they have to go? Just grab.
I've done it before and they were like, it's a meal for 3 to 4 people.
Oh.
And I was like, this is not enough food for me.
So like two of those?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess I eat way too much food. But anyway.
We did our pumpkin carving today.
Yeah. Well, I carved mine like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
They did not make it.
They're gone already?
Oh, they're way gone. They turned to mush pretty quick.
Well, now it's like, it's cold now.
I know. I did it, and it was like 80 that next week, and that kills pumpkins real fucking fast.
And so now it's cold. I think they should make it the week until...
I think it'll be all right, yeah.
I didn't carve mine, because I'm... what is the equivalent of Scrooge, but for Halloween?
Right.
I'm that.
You're not a witch, because they love... You're a Christian.
I'm a Christian. I'm a true Christian.
Right.
Who doesn't...
Believe in...
Who likes candy, but loves Jesus more than candy.
You're a real Jehovah about...
I'm a real...
JW about Halloween.
JW about Halloween.
There you go.
I'm a man who can buy his own candy now. Uh-huh. I enjoyed Halloween. I loved Halloween as a child, but I get it. I still get it. Maybe it's just these 7 months that have broken me.
Okay.
Or maybe it's my children. Having children every day is Halloween.
Oh, all right.
Emotionally, maybe. So anyways, I didn't carve my pumpkin, John.
That's fine. You didn't feel like it.
I need to tell you.
Okay. I don't care. I carved two pumpkins myself.
But I...
Guess what? It takes 5 minutes. It's very simple and easy.
We let our kids carve their pumpkins.
And that's... No.
And it was like me just yelling, don't cut your hand.
Yeah.
Don't cut your hand over like 30 times.
You know what they have now? That's me saying, shut the fucking door. Shut the door. Shut the door. It's cold outside. No, what they have now, I'm sure they've had them for a long time, but I've just discovered them. My wife bought them at the dollar store, I think. They are like Mr. Potato Head eyes and mouths and ears, and you just jam them into the pumpkin. You don't have to carve shit, and they look really cool. Well, that's the way to do it. It takes 2 seconds, and you can move them around and fuck with them afterward. Because the stress of carving a pumpkin has always been my problem. I'm like, well, what if I fuck it up? I can't add pumpkin.
You get your Bondo out.
Back.
And you're some like, orange spray paint.
Well, I was carving Owen's pumpkin. And he's like, oh, I wanted pointy teeth. And then I made him pointy, and he, because they were squares.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, no, I wanted squares. I go, well, sorry. You know, you can't fix it now.
You cut the tip of the point off and kind of round it off. They're just getting smaller.
That's a trapezoid, and I will not have that in my house.
He's like, I said square, you shit. What the fuck is this trapezoid, Dad?
I guess you could cut the size and just be a really small square.
A little small teeth.
A little square.
Anyways, no blood was shed.
That's good.
This time. And now my kids really want to use knives.
I actually been teaching my daughter how to use a knife. I have like a paring knife you can buy at the grocery store, and it's like the dullest piece of shit knife in the world. So even the sharp side isn't even that sharp. And I'm always having her like cut up hot dogs or apples or whatever like that, because I want her to feel comfortable with a knife.
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like she should, is what you're saying?
Piece of shit.
You're doing it. I'm not the one raising.
She likes cooking.
I'm raising my children, my boys, also to like cooking.
It's not for them.
I'm not forcing my daughter like you are to be really good at cooking and sewing, John.
Sewing, yeah. I'm like, churn that butter. Make those quilts. What other old-timey lady things? No, my daughter likes cooking a lot, and I'm always in the kitchen helping her.
What's her go-to?
Cooks eggs. She likes to cook eggs.
Like fried eggs?
Scrambled. Yeah. She likes to crack them.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good at it. You can basically just crack 3 eggs in a pan and leave her. You know, turn on really low, and she'll mix them up and scramble them all herself, and you don't have to worry about it.
And eat the eggs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a good eater. We only have one picky eater out of the three. Owen's pretty picky.
What's his...
He'll eat scrambled eggs for sure, but he eats hot dogs and macaroni and cheese and goldfish and a cheese sandwich, pizza crust.
Just the crust?
He only wants the crust.
Yeah.
He's like, give me the bread. I'm like, okay.
Like, all right. That's a slice.
That's an easy argument to win.
Give me 15 seconds. You'll have some bread.
I know. And he's like, oh, there's a little bit of sauce on there. I'm like, I'll nibble that off. Here you go. Here's the boring old crust, you weirdo. Cookies. That's about it.
Well, all those things are great.
I know.
Nothing picky about that.
No, he has good taste in food.
Daniel today turned down. He didn't have his waffles.
Owen needs waffles.
He didn't eat his waffles.
He didn't eat his taco we made him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't eat his smoothie. And then he was like really grumpy and later was like, I'm hungry. We're like, yeah, because you didn't eat anything all day. And this, it's not like we weren't giving you things. And then we're like, well, here's cashews. What else do you got? We're like, well, eat the fucking cat. No, I didn't see.
You know how expensive these are?
You can eat these cashews because you didn't eat everything else that we gave. He's like, all right. He's sitting there angrily eating cashews because he's so hungry.
It's funny, not funny, but it's wild how much time you spend as a parent just trying to get your kids to eat fucking food. I guess maybe I shouldn't try so hard. Just be like, eh, you'll eat whatever you'll eat. But
I don't.
It's like a battle all the time.
I don't imagine there's like kids that just don't eat their entire life until they and then fizzle out at like 7 and starve to death.
Yeah, it probably doesn't happen too often. You're like, well, he just didn't eat any food.
I wasn't gonna force him.
And he died. Yeah, that's pretty rare, I suppose. They'll figure it out eventually. I'm not too worried about it. That's the way it is with most everything as a parent, is it'll work itself out eventually. I think people get too fixated on progress and development. It's like, oh, my kid's in the whatever percentile. Don't worry about that shit. They'll get there eventually, you know? I think in...
What percentile are you in, John?
I don't know.
Height and weight and, you know...
Oh, boy. I don't know. The wrong percentiles?
I wish they still did that with, like, full-grown adults.
Once a year, you go in there like, oh, Brooks, you're in the 94th percentile for height. You're like, hey, oh, okay.
Nice.
And it hasn't changed in 10 years.
And diabetes. Bad.
I guess that's what your health checkups are, right? But anyway, like Jeremy, if you listen, I'm sure you have better things to do with your time.
Jeremy's in Malaysia right now, and
they don't have the internet.
I feel really bad. If he listens, hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
I haven't talked to you for a while. Buddy? We were texting back and forth on WhatsApp or something like that.
Okay.
Some text. He doesn't
have text. It's really important for you to get this exactly correct.
And I haven't messaged him for, 4 months now.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
I know.
It's well established. We all know this.
I just hope that all my friends just listen to this podcast and just pretend they're sitting over there.
Anyway, don't worry too much about your kids. They'll be fine. They'll get there eventually.
Jeremy, your kid's doing great.
Yeah.
He's walking now. Jeremy's kid.
Jeremy can walk now?
Jeremy can walk now.
Oh, he finally learned. Cute little guy toddling around.
Well, John.
What? Oh, I got a free chair.
You got a free chair.
I got a, I think, brand new office chair. That, like, all the levers work and the piston works and everything. There's nothing wrong with it.
Are you going to bring...
Nope. It's at my house. It's my new computer chair.
What's happening with your hand-me-down chair? Is that one better than the one you're sitting on?
Nope. It's a dumpster chair.
Back to the dumpster it goes.
I think it goes back to the dumpster. It's got, like, a fucked-up pad on the arm, and it's got some real sharp metal underneath. And it doesn't get any higher, you know? It's down at the bottom.
I don't...
That piston's dead. This chair's fine.
I don't know what human actually goes out and buys a $400
it's
office
wild.
Chair.
I don't get it. How are they so expensive? And they're so shitty. You go to Costco and you sit at the ones that they have there, and they're $150, $200. And you're like, this chair sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want...
$200 is what this gets me?
Yeah, $200 gets me a bad chair. Well, I'll just... Keep with the fucking dumpster chairs, man.
I'll take my $5 chair.
Yeah.
I get 40 of them. You get 40
get
of those.
So many of them. I got to throw them away every 5 years, but it's not like that Costco one's going to last that long anyway. It's because I am a man of a heavier carriage than other men.
No, I think it's the chairs.
It's the chairs that are wrong.
The chairs that are wrong that keep breaking underneath us.
Yeah. It's bigoted toward my... Fatitude.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All these skinny people with their chair privilege.
And they're not taking those chairs to their full potential.
It's time for us fat white guys to get our comeuppance.
Yeah.
Our due.
Finally.
Finally.
You and, well, remember Taft?
Yeah.
President Taft.
Yeah.
He's a great big fat guy, and he made it all the way to being president.
Yeah, he was like an incredible man. He did a whole bunch of amazing things.
But
all too we fat can, for a hot tub or a bathtub.
All we can remember is that he was really fat. I can tell
you. Are you referencing a TikTok that you saw?
No.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm not an historical presidential TikTok.
Okay.
I'm still over on Dad's and Mom TikTok.
Right.
History rarely comes up over there.
Have you ran into Gay Bear TikTok?
It's a crossover.
Because I've been running into that a lot. I think it's because I like your videos.
You know what? It probably is because I am in the most accepting, this TikTok talk with John and Brooks.
Oh, yes.
I'm in the most accepting corner of TikTok where all the, you know, gay pride, whatever pride, love yourself, do what you want, be sweet to each other. That's where I am. And I get like, you know, 50% of my followers are gay guys. Is there something I don't know?
Well, you
John?
Need to take your shirt off more.
I
noticed
more?
You've been not shirtless now that it's cold out.
I have a couple videos in the works.
All right.
That involve me being shirtless.
Good. Keep it up.
And
gotta bump up those numbers.
My shirtless nipples bring the boys to the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it's your body hair is important for a certain subset of men.
No one ever judges me over there.
No, they sure don't. Oh, and shout out to your TikTok buddy who was referencing the podcast.
Oh, my buddy Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, sorry there was no episode last week.
He is an Uber driver.
Or 2 weeks ago.
He's got a baby.
See, that's our demographic. It's Uber like, driver. Oh, you got 10 hours of nothing? Well, listen to this dumb shit for an hour. It's like your stupid idiot friends are in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's us.
I found, speaking of free things, I found a free chainsaw, man.
Oh, I saw that on TikTok.
What's that sound upstairs?
Uh-oh. Does Jamie have the chainsaw?
I think my house is haunted.
Could be. Well, it is Halloween. The night when the veil between the living and the dead is the thinnest.
That's what I was what I was telling the children last week. Or the other day.
But you have a, it's like a mini T, what the fuck kind of chainsaw is it? It's actually a cool brand. I looked it up on eBay.
Yeah, you looked it up. You probably know more than I do.
I forget what it was.
Something mini.
But it's a cool little guy. Cute little chainsaw.
It's got
a little pocket chainsaw.
It's got no, like, brake.
You mean the kickback guard?
The kickback guard where if it kicks back at you, your hand...
Yeah,
knocks
disengages it. So for
spinning.
People who aren't from Portland.
Yeah, everybody's from Portland.
Everyone knows how chainsaws work.
At 13, they hand you a chainsaw and say, go.
Yeah, that was basically eighth grade for me, was they handed us a chainsaw and they're like, well, figure it out. And about half of us made it through. Anyway, chainsaws have this very nasty tendency to fly back toward your face. And they developed a safety measure where there's like a plastic... angle, it's like a little cage that's in the front of your fist when you're holding the chainsaw, not the trigger finger but the other one, and if it gets popped it triggers one way. Mm-hmm. And it's so if the chainsaw is kicking back, your arm will knock it and turn off the chainsaw. And so this is a very common thing. You're trying to start a chainsaw and you're like, why the fuck won't it start? Well, your breaker bar, your kickback bar is engaged. And you're like, do you ever do that? You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm gesturing a lot here for people who are listening. And you're like, what the fuck? You spend 10 minutes trying to start the goddamn thing. You go, oh, the switch is off.
Oh, oops.
There you go. And then it starts right up.
So it was free on the side of the road. I saw it. And it said free works. And it looked like someone had used it
and
recently.
By the immutable law of street signs, it has to work.
I used to, when I put out signs, when I put things out.
Sofa, no jizz.
No, I would write free magical couch.
Oh.
On the sign.
And it worked every time.
It worked every time. They'd disappear because they'd be like, what does that even mean?
I want magic.
I like magic. And they always took them suckers. It wasn't magic at all.
Idiots.
And I got this chainsaw from the 1960s or something.
Yeah, it's old. It's vintage.
Man, I'm going to probably take it apart and clean it all up and make it run well.
Uh-huh.
My uncle was a small engine repair
guy. The one whose house burned down?
The one whose house burned down. And his name's Terry. And it says, like, Terry on the... It's like some Terry brand of this chainsaw.
Oh, you'll give it to him?
No, man. Well...
I'll just think about him sometimes when I'm using it.
Well, now that I was just thinking about his house burned down and lost everything, and it just hit me. All of his cool shit was in his house.
That just hit you?
I was like, because he came out to my parents' place.
Think of your house burned down. So many knickknacks. Just gone. How are you going to replace all these DVDs of the Cosby Show?
My stuff is junk, but other people's stuff is valuable to me.
By the way, speaking of things you just realized, last week you were talking about, oh, the kids were stressing me out. For the first time, I had a drink, and I get it. And I should have said, yeah, idiot, that's why everybody drinks. But anyway.
Well, I just realized this.
You just figured it out.
And you know what I was doing today at 4?
Drinking.
No, I didn't. No, they were doing pretty well. Oh. They weren't annoying me as much.
So you're just freebasing cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine. Just keep the high going.
Right, yeah.
Keep up the energy. But yeah, so he, one time when I was down at the coast, my Uncle Terry was down there cutting up some logs, and he pulled out his old vintage chainsaw that he had like completely taken apart. And he's like, this thing, whatever, starts every time. First pull. No problem. Cool. And it's from like the 70s and looks all fucking badass.
Does he get the like straight gas, the shit that doesn't have ethanol? Because I know that's the worst for small engines.
I think he was complaining about, don't put that stuff in my...
It seriously fucks them up. They're not meant to run with that watered down gasoline. That, you know, fucking
corn.
Pussification of America, man.
Let's put some... We got all this extra corn. We're already subsidizing the... corn growers, we might as well use their filthy fuel that they make from it, ethanol.
Yeah, man.
Mix it in with our gas 10% or something.
Yeah, when I worked at the...
Enough to fuck up an engine.
When I worked at the tree farm, it was always a pain in the ass, like, when the gas started changing. Because we had steel chainsaws, you know, and they saw a lot of use. And that's basically the only... chainsaw brand I've ever used is the steel.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use building trails too. So I have a couple thousand hours, high hundreds of hours on a chainsaw. That's always been steel. No Husqvarna over here.
Husqvarna is fucking shit.
I think they're actually really nice, but I never use one.
The stills are the steel still? I don't know. It's STIHL.
According to them, it is pronounced steel.
Fucking spell it like steel.
But if you're an Oregonian, and this is something I've noticed, we all say steel or still.
It's got an I and an L in the middle.
And an H?
And an H.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm still calling them still.
Yeah. We use still saws.
My father had a hat with a chainsaw on it, and a still hat. And he wore it when he worked for the Oregon Ballet Theater. He was the maintenance guy at their building.
Yeah. And, well, chainsaw work then down there?
No, he had his hat.
Okay.
And all the ballerinas and people that work there called him Chainsaw as a nickname.
That's a pretty fucking cool
Yeah, it is.
Fucking name. Yeah. He's called me Chainsaw. What up, Chainsaw? Yeah, that's
all
badass.
Right.
I like it.
Let's try this intro again. I'm Brooks.
I'm Chainsaw. Nah, that's dumb. That's trying too hard.
I did my own brakes.
I saw also on TikTok. Spoiling everything.
TikTok makes
it. Was it just pads or rotors?
The rotors were fine.
Didn't look fine.
They looked rusty and old.
Yeah, dude. But you just gotta get new rotors, man. Take them down and get them turned.
You can just buy them.
Yeah, but they're like $150.
Depending. One time, I used to think these rotors, some cars, they're really expensive.
Yeah.
And I was buying them for my old Toyota, and they were like $30 for the pair.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
And I was like, what? why have I ever brought them in to get turned? They're so cheap. I think Toyotas are much better cars. They're easier to work on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I've only ever worked on Volkswagens, really, like anything major. And, man, Volkswagens are fucking pain in the ass. Toyotas,
well, Germans, you know.
The front brakes on this thing had two cotter pins that you pull, slide out.
Mm-hmm.
And the brake pads just slide out the side, and then you slide new brake pads
in.
Yeah,
you don't have to compress the calipers?
Yeah, compress the calipers a little bit. Which, by the way, Joe, I'm sorry that you got called out on the internet for being wrong.
What do you say?
He judged me for doing it the wrong way, and a bunch of people jumped on him.
What happened?
Saying I did it the right way.
Oh.
On Facebook. Joe.
What?
I appreciate you, Joe, looking out for my safety and the safety of my children and family in the car.
Did you cut the brake lines, Brooks?
Yeah, it's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to cut the brake lines with some tin snips.
Sure.
And then
you got to get all that juice out of there.
That red stuff is bad for cars.
Yeah, you don't want that. It's blood. It's car blood.
John, do we have any questions for this week?
Oh,
or are we all
shit.
Out?
No, we got loads of questions, man. Yeah, changing brakes is easy. Everyone should do it. Don't change your disc brakes or your
drum brakes.
Don't do that. That sucks.
So the dealership said, hey, you need brakes, $900.
That's crazy.
Fucking.
That was a fuck you price, right? They didn't want to do it?
They called me up. I was in there for a recall a week and a half ago or something. And they go, yeah, your brakes need to be done. And I'm thinking, okay, I got some money. I'll just, like, I've been working a ton.
So if they said $200.
No, I was thinking in my head, I was like, $400.
That's a lot for brakes.
I know, but I was like, that was high. I was like, if they tell me $400 to do my brakes, I would probably say yes and not have to worry about it.
I get you.
But then the front brakes are $430 and the back brakes are $420. I was like, no, I'm good. No, everything? Like, replaced all the brakes and all the things and made it brand new?
It was pads and the rotors, even still, dude.
Dealership.
Yeah, that's too much.
I need to find a mechanic because my car is 17 years old. It's pretty sweet. Still, it only has 80,000 miles, but there's some things I need to...
Your Sequoia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super low miles for being that old.
That is great. I didn't know it was that old.
When I bought it, it had 30,000 miles, 32,000 miles on it 5 years
ago. You drive to work and back, and that's it?
So in 5 years, I put 10,000 miles on a year.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'll be driving that thing...
Until it explodes. Well, if you keep it a few more years, you can give it to Jackson when he turns 16.
I don't want him ruining that, my baby.
your baby. All right, Brooks. 49 great questions sent in by Superfan Tanya, also known as my wife. What is your favorite smell? I will tell you, I have grown to love...
Lavender?
I do love lavender. We have this lotion. It's lavender and sandalwood. I really love the smell of sandalwood. I talked about this lotion before?
This is not the first time you've mentioned sandalwood on this podcast.
Oh, shit. Is this a thing of mine?
I think I might get you a sandalwood candle for...
I think I would like it. Yeah. I've grown to appreciate the finer things in life as I've become older. And we have like one of those little candle wax melter things in the bathroom. And sometimes we get a little cube of wax. Smells so good. Makes the house smell great.
Ooh. The kids don't mess with that thing?
Nah. It's like kind of tucked away in the bathroom.
Oh, cool.
I do love fresh baked bread. It's hard to beat that.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I will walk up or like when I come to someone else's house or a lot of times when I'm delivering to houses and they have like good, I can always call out pizza.
Like, yeah.
You guys eating pizza in there?
You got any extra slices for your delivery driver?
I always hope, John, that they offer up. I always mention it.
Yeah?
In case they're like, would you
we do. For us.
Okay. Well, enjoy.
Have fun.
I know it's 7 o'clock at night, but I have a couple more hours of work before I can go home for some cold leftovers.
Oh, and,
you know, something that was cooked.
Standing like in the kitchen over the sink like a pathetic old man.
I have cameras in my kitchen.
I watch through that back window.
Okay.
Do you wear a cologne? Are you a...
Not a cologne guy.
A cologne guy? Do you wear deodorant? You wear deodorant.
I wear just whatever.
Or is it some fucking Crystal you rub on your armpits?
Old Spice. Crystal does nothing.
I know it doesn't.
Besides, gives me healing powers for my armpits. And I'm not giving myself armpit cancer with all that aluminum phosphate.
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm just lousy with armpit tumors over here with my aluminum. I do like the Old Spice original alcohol one.
The original burns.
Burns your armpit. Mm. That's how you know it's working.
So mostly good smelling foods like French fries.
Ooh, it's hard to beat hot French fries.
Bacon. Ooh, bacon. Bacon, the smell of bacon.
Yeah, bacon gets a little old after a while. I could smell fresh bread constantly my whole life. And I never get tired of it. It's the best thing.
Without having to, but you always smell it and then eat it.
Yeah.
What if you only smelled it?
Oh, that's my hell. Yes.
Okay. When you go to hell, it's going to smell like fresh baked bread. And you're like just always salivating and waiting.
Yeah. I do love walking, coming home.
In the balls.
Not my balls. I'll come home and my wife's making something in the crock pot or in the oven, and it just smells like delicious, delicious food. I'm always excited about that. I love that. It's very cozy, you know? The house has been very cozy today, the last few days. It's been really cold.
It's got the heat up.
Yeah, got the heat on, just hanging out, snuggling in blankets. It's nice that it's cold, you know?
This is when it starts getting darker and colder.
Yeah.
And you bundle it up. I'm feeling not... good, watching some sweet movies with the family,
yeah.
Eating that fresh baked bread.
My wife and I are running through the Marvel movies from the beginning.
You're probably going a lot faster than we.
We're on Thor.
Okay, you're going to pass this up pretty quick. I think one or two after Thor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're good.
The kids gave up. Jackson got scared.
Okay.
And we stopped.
Which one's scary? Thor, I guess? The Ice Giants or something?
Yeah.
Huh. They're fun to watch. They're fine. It's good to watch while you're looking at TikTok on your phone.
Well, we're like, there's 23 of them?
Oh, boy. There's too many. We're just killing time till The Mandalorian comes out.
By the way,
when this is broadcast, it'll be on.
Is it coming out Halloween?
I think so. Or the next day.
Or was it Thanksgiving?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
October 31st, I think.
All right. What are you guys doing listening to this podcast?
Boy, yeah. Go listen. Go watch The Mandalorian. We're out of shit to talk about.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. I forgot we were recording.
Huh?
I have a file labeled burps.
Are you saving them? Sorry, I don't have a lot of burps for you.
Well, the first 30 episodes, we had so many burps, and I got them all from there.
Yeah, you have a problem, I think.
And then I've since realized that not everyone enjoys the sweet, sweet sound of a nice, nice rumbly burp.
No, I don't think so.
And then,
is there like some fetish sites out there?
Just release them all onto there?
Yeah. Make a little cash. Have an OnlyFans.
What is this OnlyFans thing?
What do you mean?
What is it? Like,
oh.
I've heard the joke, hey, that's save that for OnlyFans. I'm like, haha, yeah.
It's a website where I can go on as John and then be like, hey, if you want to pay your $5 to subscribe to my OnlyFans, like my account, you can see my butthole or whatever I put on there.
John from Basement Buddies?
Yeah. $5. There's 4,000 photos of my butthole on there. So, yeah, get on it.
Oh.
You can have all of them for $5.
$5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure how the payment structure works, but yeah, that's what it is. It's for amateur pornography.
And podcast hosts that need help.
Anyone out there who wants to show off their naked body for money.
Do you have to be naked?
No, I don't think so. I think you could just put whatever the fuck you want on there, but it has become a pornography thing.
Okay.
Like most things on the internet. It's for titties.
All right, I have titties.
Yeah. Okay. Well, put them on there.
Okay, I'm always looking for
All right, you need
little...
to pivot your, you know, your gay bear fans into your OnlyFans. You're going to have to do some stuff you might not be comfortable with.
Fucking $5 is $5, yeah. Dude.
Well, you get 10 people paying $5.
That's like
$1,000.
I think so. I'm not getting very good math.
Yep.
Anyways, next week we'll be talking about Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yes. Your half-remembered history. Homework has been delayed another week.
I pulled up.
What's your excuse?
Apparently, I've learned Japan was involved.
Yeah.
Because I typed in Pearl Harbor and something. Why did
how about
Japan
you,
attack?
How about you
Pearl
tell
Harbor?
Me honestly what you think it's about now, and then we'll have you give me an educated explanation.
What I'm going
week.
Okay, I'm not an imbecile.
Right.
Did I use that word correctly? I know Japan attacked Hawaii.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Okay.
And I'm going to find out. And I'll get back to you next week.
Perfect. I love it.
Thanks, John. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This was Bacon Buddies.
Wait, that's not the...